This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is David Hopper, Emergency Preparedness Coordinator for the Macoupin County Public Health Department. And welcome to the show, David.
Thank you for having me, Rick.
David, our topic of conversation today is a functional needs registry. Now, this is something you've been working on and moving towards possibly, I guess, the creation of it. But could you explain to us what a functional needs registry is?
Yes. What we have started through the health department is it's a completely volunteer program that we have where Macoupin County residents can self-identify themselves as having a functional need. And that can be described as anything that would impair them from seeking services if there was a disaster, if they're mobility impaired, they're deaf or hard of hearing, visually impaired, non-English speaking. There's a complete gamut of different needs that one of our residents may have, that if a disaster were to strike, whether it's a winter storm or tornado or a public health emergency, that they may be limited to accessing response services. So what we decided to do was we have a functional needs brochure that we've distributed to as far as we can throughout the county. There are still places I'm sure that we haven't reached, but that brochure allows people to identify whatever needs that they have. It's a brief survey that they complete with their name and their address and then what reason they have for thinking that they should be a part of this registry. And then they can send that in to us. And as the public health department, we are maintaining the master list for the county. And then we'll update that once a year. And we do follow up with them with, you know, a HIPAA form to detail their privacy rights and also an agreement to allow us to share their information with their local response agencies.
Now, would that also include, of all the things you listed, would that be maybe somebody also who's on a medication that they need a lot of it or something like that?
Yeah, it could. We're leaving it up to each resident to identify their own specific need. Now, to be honest, it's not a catch-all program. It doesn't, because part of the program is to identify those needs out there, and that would definitely be a need, because if our services are cut off, then that person, will require services at a time, and that the local response agencies will need to know of that. But our intention is also, in the brochure, it's an education brochure also, so we want every resident, whether they identify themselves as having a functional need or not, to take the steps that they have to ahead of time to identify those things. We're hoping that, like, as somebody completes the thing, that they really assess their situation. They say that, you know, I have a there's a medication that I have that I know I'll need that I'll keep going on, or they have a mobility impairment, that it highlights to them or it shows them that they need to take steps ahead of time to prepare their own home for that. So yes, it's completely up to each resident how they complete our survey.
When you said that you didn't know if the brochure had got to everyone in the county or something like that, are they being distributed through places, or is it just contact the Macoupin County Public Health Department to obtain one?
They can do either one. We have distributed it to physicians' offices, libraries, dentists, basically anywhere where we thought that people could come across them, and through our different social service agencies, to distribute to the people that they think would benefit most from it. But people can also call me at the health department and request a copy of the brochure. They can call me at 217-839-4111, and we can mail them a copy of the brochure and then the additional forms, the information forms that they need. And then all they have to do is complete it and mail it back to me, and then we can enter them into the registry.
Then I would take it is already up and going, that you're forming this register, but you want to keep adding people who may need to utilize it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have, currently we have close to 100 people on our registry, and we're in the process. We're definitely still collecting names and residents, because we understand, like, how it can take a while to get information out to every resident in our county who could benefit from it. So it's an ongoing process collecting those names. But also we're kind of in step two of our process, which is once we collect the names of all those people in the county who self-identify as having a need, then once we have their agreement form saying it's okay to share their information, we are going to, our next step is to sort them into community-specific lists so that we can get the information out to their local response agencies that are better equipped to address their needs in a disaster. We imagine that this will be an ongoing thing where we're getting new people on the registry, and then we're also going to update it once a year. So we'll always be addressing the Functional Needs Registry.
If a person chooses not to send in their name for the registry and so forth, and then others have, what is, maybe you could give us the scenario, what be the difference for those who didn't register and those did, and say there was something like a tornado that hit in like Joplin and we had a lot of problems here in Macoupin County? What would be the difference for the two types of people?
Well, as a county response agency, every resident would seek to meet the needs of every single one of our residents, whether they're part of the registry or not. The advantage of being a part of the registry is that if you put your name on this list and there is you have identified yourself as having a functional need that could cause a problem depending on whatever the disaster is, then a local response agency can contact you. And so the way we envision it, 90% of the people probably, I'm just going to take Carlinville for an example, if a winter storm hits Carlinville and the Carlinville is out of power, and then we have 20 people on the Functional Needs Registry, we imagine that, 90% of them are going to have whatever needs they have covered, through friends or family or just, addressing their need ahead of time. Somebody in Carnival will contact them, and more times than not, that person will say, I'm fine, I don't need anything. But we have done our part to make sure of that. And I think the big benefit is that for those two or three people who had not taken those steps, or just, for whatever circumstances they are without those what they need, then those two or three people will go out of our way to make sure that they're okay. And if they're not okay, we can address their situation at that time, as opposed to having that person potentially be in a home without power in the middle of winter, or having that situation that can be dealt with where it's relatively minor, moving them to another facility or whatever needs to be done, deal with it at that point rather than dealing with like a 911 call 12 hours later. And like I said, we will address everybody's needs the best that we can, but for all those people with functional needs that aren't on the registry, we will just have to catch them as we can, a call bank or, just different response agencies that we have, but it won't be, I don't think it'll be as effective or as, proactive as somebody on the registry.
David, as we come to the end of the show, again, if you'd like to leave that number for people to contact you, if they'd like to take part in this registry, go ahead and give your number again.
Yes, anybody can contact me at the Public Health Department, and my number is 217-839-4111, and I can get them the information they need to get involved with the registry.
David Hopper, I'd like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Well, thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.